Lance Air gets a cash injection and management shuffle. The Barefoot Bandit may be on the loose in the Bahamas. And TSA employees will have controversial thoughts blocked from their work computers. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, July 8, 2009. The new majority owner and chairman of LCTI Lancair International has announced the injection of new operating capital and a shakeup of the company's management team. Gene Wolstenholme explains, quote, "We are focused on the future. We have a world-class product in our 320-knot, $1.2 million Evolution owner-built aircraft. With 5 aircraft flying and 24 customer orders, we're off to a great start, and we are going to focus on pushing through this down economy and getting our incredible airplane to market," unquote. Wolstenholme also announced he's the new chairman. Quote, "I have been associated with Lancair Aircraft since 1990. Flying is, and has always been, my passion. And this new partnership is a chance to bring our proven management skills together with Lancair's high-performance products with a focus on customer satisfaction," unquote. Robert Wolstenholme is the new president and CEO. Tom Bowen will continue to manage operations and is the principal spokesman for the company. Joe Bartels, previous CEO since 2003, resigned as president and CEO according to the terms of an investment agreement dated Wednesday and will remain a minority percentage owner. The theft of a Cessna Corvallis from Monroe County Airport near Bloomington, Indiana, sometime late Saturday or early Sunday, resembles a string of airplane thefts in which Colton Harris Moore is a suspect. The fully fueled airplane was taken from a locked hangar and later found nose down in the surf in shallow waters off the coast of the Bahamas. The 19-year-old walked out of a juvenile facility in Washington State in 2008 and is suspected in a string of airplane, car, and boat thefts since that time. He's accused of stealing several aircraft, flying them despite having no formal pilot training, and landing well enough to be able to walk away. Multiple media sources report that a stolen out-of-state car was found near the Monroe County Airport. The tower is not staffed between 9:30 p.m. and 6:30 a.m., so there would be no record of the airplane's departure and few people at the airport. The Bahamian government has joined in the investigation. Hey, maybe ANN is on this list. A memo circulated among employees of TSA says certain types of websites will be blocked from their computers, including those which contain controversial opinion. The memo does not elaborate on what that particular category would include. CBS News reports that the TSA IT office sent the memo saying the sites would be blocked as of July 1st. The other categories banned are chat and messaging, criminal activity, extreme violence and gruesome content, and gaming. The email does not explain why sites with controversial opinion will be blocked, though it does state that some sites run afoul of the agency's policy governing employee responsibility and conduct. Up next on ANN, Iran complains sanctions are leaving its airliners without fuel. Alitalia partners with Air France, KLM, and Delta. And 3 U.S. airlines get approved for routes to Tokyo Haneda. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 8th. I'm Paul Plagg. The government of Iran says the UK, United Arab Emirates, and Germany have refused to refuel passenger jets belonging to the national carrier Iran Air, as well as a private airline, Mahan Air. Mehdi Aliari, secretary of the Iranian Airlines Union, told Iranian media the move was the result of unilateral U.S. sanctions, which penalized those doing business with Iran over its nuclear program, and complains, quote, "Refusing to provide fuel to Iranian passenger planes by these countries is a violation of international conventions," unquote. German officials told the BBC that there was no such ban against Iranian airliners, and Britain said it was unaware of any such action. But governments admit that private suppliers may be avoiding running afoul of a $5 million annual limit on sales of refined oil products to Iran, violation of which could trigger U.S. sanctions against the companies supplying the fuel. The UAE said it is continuing to refuel Iranian jets, but AFP News cited a source saying an unnamed fuel supplier had refused service to Iranian jets. Iranian lawmakers are warning of reciprocation against the aircraft of countries with which it is having problems. Alitalia joined the Air France KLM Group and Delta Airlines in a transatlantic joint venture on Monday. The agreement creates a single, coordinated network for customers flying across the Atlantic, allowing the member airlines to share revenues and costs on those routes. The four-way joint venture offers almost 250 flights and about 55,000 seats every day, now including 20 daily transatlantic flights to five U.S. destinations from Rome and Milan Malpensa airports. With Alitalia's addition, the joint venture represents about 26% of total transatlantic capacity, with annual revenues estimated at more than $10 billion. KLM CEO Peter Hartman notes, quote, "The inclusion of Alitalia is an important step for the joint venture and will strengthen the position of the other JV partners in the very important Italian market. Our customers can now choose between multiple gateways in the U.S. as well as in Europe," unquote. Governance of the venture will be equally shared between Alitalia, the Air France KLM Group, and Delta. The term of the agreement runs until at least March 31, 2022. The U.S. Department of Transportation has awarded four routes to Tokyo's downtown Haneda Airport to American Airlines at New York, Delta Airlines at L.A. and Detroit, and Hawaiian Airlines at Honolulu, with service to begin when Haneda's fourth runway becomes operational later this year. Tuesday's action formalizes a tentative decision announced on May 7th. The opportunities were negotiated in connection with the U.S.-Japan Open Skies Agreement, which was concluded last December. Previously, U.S. carriers serving Tokyo have been limited to using Narita Airport, which is considerably farther from the city. The selected carriers will now have to use it or lose it. The terms require the four to begin Haneda operations by January 29, 2011. Still ahead, Orion passes Phase 1 of human rating requirements. CAE lands contracts for more full-flight simulators. And if TSA will take your shampoo, what did you think they'd do with your grenades? You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, July 8th. I'm Paul Plack. The Orion Crew Exploration Vehicle has successfully completed the Phase 1 safety review of NASA's human rating requirements. In a review required for the program to move forward to the Critical Design Review and Phase 2 safety review, the safety review process is rigorous and exhaustive and addresses potentially catastrophic failures that could result in loss of crew or loss of mission. Paul Benfield, Lockheed Martin's Integrated Reliability and Safety Manager for the Orion program, notes, quote, "NASA's current human rating standards include stringent requirements and thorough procedures developed from the best practices of NASA's past 50 years of human spaceflight," unquote. Benfield notes that human rating for a vehicle for beyond low Earth orbit is particularly challenging, given the greater autonomy of such a mission, the extended durations, and the increased time needed to return to Earth. Quote, "Human rating a spacecraft is not a feature you can just simply add on once the vehicle is designed. Optimal safety and reliability is strategically and systematically incorporated into the vehicle from day one, concurrent with critical trade decisions considering vehicle mass and cost, unquote. Simulator contractor CAE says it has been awarded contracts totaling just over $52 million for new training solutions with Bombardier, ATR, Vietnam Airlines, and a legacy U.S.-based airline. The contracts include four full-flight simulator orders, making six orders announced by CAE so far during fiscal 2011. The company says it has sold a 7,000 series sim to Bombardier for the new Learjet 85. It's scheduled for delivery in Montreal in 2012. Another, for ATR, will be capable of replicating both the ATR 42-600 and ATR 72-600 cockpits. Vietnam Airlines, the national flag carrier of Vietnam, has ordered an Airbus A320 sim. The undisclosed U.S. airline has ordered a Boeing 737 simulator. And finally today, the following is a public service message from the Transportation Security Administration. Attention, returning U.S. service personnel! TSA reminds you that the world you're re-entering is a very different place from the one you just left. While the government appreciates your sentimental interest in bringing home tokens from the battlefield, some have been deemed inappropriate for carriage through civilian airports and on airline flights. Please pay careful attention to the list of prohibited items when preparing your luggage for travel. In particular, please refrain from bringing grenades or other ordnance through our checkpoints. All right, that's not exactly what TSA says, but spokesman Lauren Gotches says X-ray machines at checkpoints have found blasting caps, dynamite, fireworks, flares, hand grenades, and explosives, and screeners have no way to know whether they're real. Quote, "From time to time, we see folks traveling with this type of material and it has to be surrendered," unquote. She adds that such items are not returned, consistent with the TSA's policy against other dangerous weapons, such as bottled water and shampoo. At TSA, we salute the men and women of our armed forces and thank them for their service to our country. We always look forward to partnering with our service members during the security screening process as we strive to achieve our mutual mission of protecting our homeland, unquote. And that last paragraph is a verbatim quote from Ms. Gotches. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, in part two of my conversation with Kristen Jern, learn what it takes financially to participate in the Air Race Classic and how that odd-looking route was planned. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.